with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Hundreds have stormed an airport in Russia in an anti-Semitic riot over the arrival of a plane from Israel.
Video shows a large, angry crowd of people moving through the main airport in the Dagestan region, then rushing onto the landing field, chanting anti-Semitic slogans and seeking passengers arriving on a flight from the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Further video on social media shows some in the crowd waving Palestinian flags and others trying to overturn a police car. Dagestan's Ministry of Health says more than 20 people were injured, with two in critical condition, the injured including police officers and civilians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at srnnews.com, Jewish Insider editor Josh Krushauer says Cornell University received anti-Semitic threats in the latest in a series of concerning events on college campuses around the country.
Basically, the police told students at Cornell that it was unsafe to be at the Jewish Center at Cornell University. That's how bad things have gotten on one of our nation's leading college campuses.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement, one that could end a six-week-old strike against the Detroit carmakers. Three people briefed on the deal said it follows a pattern set with Ford last week. The World Bank says oil prices could be pushed into uncharted waters.
The World Bank's commodity markets outlook says that while the effects on oil prices should be limited if the conflict doesn't widen, the outlook would darken quickly if the conflict were to escalate. It says that during a medium disruption, the global oil supply would decline by 3 million to 5 million barrels per day, driving oil prices up possibly 35%. And a large disruption would shrink the global oil supply by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting, and this is SRN News. The United Nations calls out Nigeria. Here's Michael Harrington.
The international body has issued a letter warning the government that its anti-blasphemy laws are a violation of human rights. Those laws criminalize any criticism of Islam and are frequently used to persecute Christians. Nigeria is already a hotbed of Muslim terrorism that sees thousands of Christians murdered every year. The country's population is split almost 50-50 between followers of Islam and followers of Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Malaysians are slamming the government's plan there for a week-long program at schools to support the Palestinian cause after seeing pictures of students and teachers brandishing toy guns on social media. A number of students are also using the Palestinian kafifa scarf to wrap around their heads like terrorists do. The Malaysian Education Ministry says Palestine Solidarity Week, which began today, is designed to teach students empathy and concern for the suffering of others. This is SRN News. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden is signing a sweeping executive order to guide the development of artificial intelligence.
The order requires industry to develop safety and security standards, introduce new consumer protections, and give federal agencies an extensive to-do list to oversee the rapidly progressing technology. AI has been a source of personal curiosity for Mr. Biden, given its potential impact on the economy and national security. The president had directed his staff to move with urgency on a policy that could maximize AI's possibilities and contain its perils.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Health regulators warning consumers not to use more than two dozen varieties of over-the-counter eye drops due to the risk of infections that could lead to blindness. The advisory comes from the Food and Drug Administration and applies to a number of lubricating drops. More details at SRNnews.com.